How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Finding Direction. It's time for the Action After, where we take the practical advice we get from our guests and help you apply it in your life. We believe execution is everything, so let's dive into this week's episode and help you find your direction. How's it going, my friend? Welcome back to the Action After. This week, we're talking about Aaron Alexander's Action After, which was three ways to let silence guide you. Now, we're going to dive into a few different ways that you can get quiet and a few different ways you can really begin to sit with yourself, because as Aaron said it so beautifully, sometimes there's so much noise in our life. And I don't mean outside noise, right? I don't mean there's trains going by your house every single day, but there's so much noise and internal chatter that we never really take a moment to sit in silence and look at that chatter and analyze that chatter and think about, well, what does that chatter mean and what should I learn from that and how can I use that to guide me? So what we want to do here is I want to give you three very specific ways you can begin to get quiet and you can begin to really allow silence to guide you into this next step of your life. Now, the first way that you can get quiet, the first way you can let silence guide you is to meditate. Now, if you are someone and you go, Stu, I can't meditate. It's not my thing. What I'm going to challenge you to do is give it a try, right? One of the things I share with people a lot of the time is, you know, in life, we have to experience things, and that's how we get a true sense of if we like something or not. And a simple food analogy is you may have had a food that when you were 10 years old, you didn't really like that food, but if you kept an open mind, maybe you kept trying that food throughout the rest of your life, and maybe at 20, you tried that food again and you liked it. Right? For me, I used to hate mushrooms. I thought they were gross. I didn't like them. They tasted nasty. And eventually one day I tried mushrooms again and now I like mushrooms because my taste buds changed. So just in the same way that your taste buds can change in what you enjoy eating in your life, your taste buds can change in the sense of you may have not enjoyed an experience in the past, but when you try it again, that same experience that you didn't like once before, your taste buds may have changed and that experience may actually bring you something powerful in your life today, because you're in a different chapter in a different place in your life. And so whether you're someone who goes, Stu, I don't know if meditation's for me, or you go, Stu, I don't know how the heck to meditate, or you thought about it before and you never really did it, I want to give you a few ways that you can actually start to meditate. All right. Now, all this is going to require from you is 10 minutes of your day. You can do it immediately after this podcast. You could do it right before you go to bed or tomorrow in the morning. I would say those are the three times that you want to give yourself to meditate. Now, one of the most important things when it comes to meditation is picking a time to do this, right? Because if you say, oh, I'll do it tomorrow, we all know life gets busy, things come up, and chances are you're probably not throughout the middle of your day when you're doing all your stuff going, okay, right now I'm going to go and get quiet for 10 minutes. It's probably not going to happen. So first thing you want to do is pick a time right now. Are you going to do it as soon as we're done having this conversation today? And you're going to say, I'm going to do 10 minutes right away. Are you going to do it tonight before you go to bed? If you are, set an alarm in your phone so you don't forget. Are you going to do it tomorrow morning? If so, set an alarm in your phone so you don't forget. All right. Now, once you have found a time, all you need to do is once you get to the meditation, all you're going to do is set a 10-minute timer on your phone so that you do not have to worry about, has it been 10 minutes? Has it been? Because when you're sitting there in silence and you're meditating, the first time you do this, and even if you've done it a few times, it's going to feel like a long time, right? If this is the first time you're doing it and you don't have a timer, you're going to sit there and probably the only thought you're going to have is, okay, has it been 10 minutes? Should I go? Let me go look at the time and see if it's been 10 minutes. And you're not going to allow yourself to get in the process. So take the thinking out of it, put a 10-minute timer on your phone, and all you're going to do is turn your phone on Do Not Disturb so nobody's calling you and interrupting this. Turn it on Do Not Disturb, set a timer to 10 minutes, and simply close your eyes. Now, as you close your eyes, you want to find a place where you can sit comfortably, right? Maybe for some of you, that's, as I used to call in kindergarten, crisscross applesauce, where you're sitting on the floor crossing your legs. Maybe you want to sit in a chair. Maybe you want to lay down somewhere. But all you're going to do is find yourself in a comfortable position. And once you're in that comfortable position, put your hands somewhere. Maybe put them, if you're sitting crisscross applesauce, put your hands face up on your knees, or you can connect your pointer finger and your thumb. Either way, doesn't really matter, but sit somewhere put your hands facing up, and then all you're going to do is close your eyes, and I want you to simply focus on your breath as you go through this meditation. All right, imagine the air coming in through your mouth, down through your lungs, into your belly, and then imagine the air leaving your belly, going through your lungs and out of your mouth. And your entire goal over the 10 minutes is going to be very simply just focus on your breath and allow it to put you in a place of stillness. Now, as you go through focusing on your breath, it will be natural that all of a sudden you're going to start to squirrel. And what I mean by that is you're focusing on your breath and you go, oh, squirrel, this thing. Oh, squirrel, that thing. Oh, and your brain goes all over the place. That is perfectly normal. That's why we have the 10-minute timer, so we can allow ourselves to see what happens as we focus on the breath and where do those thoughts go. Even when we're focused on our breath, what thoughts come in, and all you can do is start to notice those thoughts, right? Start to interact, start to sort of simply really just notice those thoughts, all right? And that's all you're going to do for the meditation, all right? So really simple, pick a time, find a place, sit somewhere comfortably, and all you're going to do, close your eyes, focus on your breath for 10 minutes, set that timer, and just notice the thoughts as they come and continue to go back to your breath, all right? Now, yes, there are many different ways you can meditate. So if you have another way that you are committed to, you can do that. But I want to make sure I give you some tools on how you can do it immediately without having to go find any other resources. So that's one way that you can let silence guide you is meditating, and that's how you can start to do it. Now, the second thing you can do is go on a walk. Now, what I'm going to encourage is as you go on this walk, part of allowing the silence to happen is you're going to leave your phone at home. So this is going to be a walk where you say, I'm going to leave my phone, my technology, I'm going to leave it all at home, and I'm going to go on for a 10 to 15 minute walk. Yes, I know you don't have your phone, so you're not going to be able to tell the time, but just guess what's been 10 or 15 minutes, all right? Or maybe you have a watch and you can tell that way. But as you go on this walk, there's one thing I would encourage you to do as you go on the walk so you can almost guide your silence in a way. Two ways you can go on the walk. One, just go out and see what happens, right? For 10, 15 minutes. The second way that I would encourage you to do is before you go on this walk, I want you to think of a question that you really want to ponder. What is a question that's maybe been going through your head a lot lately? What's a question that you've been stuck on? What's a question that, you know, you've just been thinking about a lot in your life? Or what's a question that you want to focus on? Maybe it's not something you focused on, but it's something you want to focus on. And what I want you to do is find just one question that you can focus on. And as you go on that 10, 15 minute walk, just think about that question. And as you go on the walk, allow yourself to notice your thoughts. See what's going on with that question. What answers are you getting? What perspectives are you getting? What insights are you getting from spending 15 minutes in silence with yourself, analyzing and looking and sort of peeling apart this question? All right, that's the second way you can use silence to guide you. Go on a walk, either just go out and do it for 10, 15 minutes, or find one question you want to ponder and go ask that question on your walk. Answer it, let it guide you, find the insights, spend some time in silence with that question, and you're going to get some things that are going to happen. All right, now the third way that you can let silence guide you is to do a cell phone detox. Now, some of you may be listening to this and going, what the heck? I cannot do a cell phone detox. I live and eat and breathe on my cell phone, and it is my life. It is my everything. It is my baby. It is my precious, right? So this is why for many of you, doing a cell phone detox is going to be even more powerful, right? We as humans have a habit, essentially now, of grabbing for our cell phone, right? The average person, I think, spends 7 to 8 hours scrolling their phone throughout their day. It is insane how much time we spend looking at a screen and looking at a phone. So this one, I put it as the third one to let silence guide you because it's going to be a little bit more challenging. It's going to require you to dive a little bit deeper into the silence. But if you are up for it, and I highly encourage you to do it, I've done a cell phone detox a couple times in my life in don't get me wrong, it's pretty weird because you're so accustomed to having that cell phone right next to you or in your pocket or looking at it, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 times a day. But what you want to do if you're up for doing the cell phone detox is pick a day, first and foremost. Most important thing, what is the day you're going to do it? For many of you, it may not be a weekday because maybe you got work, you got your career, you got things going on in your life and you need your cell phone during your weekday. So maybe pick a weekend What is the day you're going to do a cell phone detox? It's going to be Saturday, Sunday. First and foremost, pick what is that day. Now, once you get to that day, what I want you to do is actually the night before, I want you to take your cell phone. And if you have an alarm, you can do this in the morning. But if you don't have an alarm or you're not going to use an alarm to wake up, let's say it's on the weekend, I want you to take your cell phone and I want you to go put it in a cupboard where you cannot go grab it easily. All right. Yes, I am going to ask you to put this somewhere where it's challenging you for to just go grab it. Because if you say, I'm going to do a cell phone detox, but you know, I'll just put it on my bedside table and I'll let it sit there all day, chances are your natural tendency and your natural habit is going to take over. And at some point, you're going to go find it and you're going to go grab it and you're going to go back to it. So what you want to do is put it in a cupboard, put it in a shelf, put it in somewhere where you cannot easily go grab it and just leave it there. All right. Again, if you don't need the alarm, put it there the night before so you don't even have to think about it in the morning. If you wake up in the morning, you're going to have to challenge yourself that when your alarm goes off, don't even look at your phone. Turn the alarm off and go put it in the cupboard. Then what you want to do is throughout the entire day, just allow yourself to see what goes on with your thoughts. What goes on is you spend one day away from your cell phone. And I promise you, my friend, no, you are not going to die. You will survive through this day. But notice what thoughts come into your head, what things pass through your mind, what insights maybe do you get? But if you spend one day away from your cell phone and you give yourself a cell phone detox, I promise you, my friend, you're going to have some interesting experiences. You're going to be able to get some insights from the stillness. You're going to be able to sit with some of those thoughts and allow those thoughts you got because you weren't on your phone 8 hours a day to guide you towards this next step of your life. All right, so that is three ways that you can let silence guide you. One more, meditate. Two, go on a walk. Three, do a cell phone detox for one day. You can do more if you want, but those are the three ways you can let silence guide you. All right, so go out there, get quiet, let those guide you. And what I would be honored to hear from you is if you have gotten value from this podcast, if you have tips, if you have insights, if you have things that you want more of, I would be extremely, extremely grateful if you would go to the iTunes store and leave just an honest review. Let me know what you like, what you want more of, what you would want to add to the podcast to bring more value to you. That's how I'm going to get the feedback from you on how I can make this experience better for you every single week as you come here and we continue to dial in your life as you find direction in your life, you figure out what's next, you move the needle forward in your life. So if you would be so kind, I would be honored to hear your feedback. And again, an honest review, let me know what you want more of or less of. I read those. So let me know. Go to the iTunes store, leave a review. If you're on Spotify, you could leave us a rating. I would be extremely grateful for that so that I can continue to make this a better experience for you. All right, so go out there, act on the action after this week, and I will see you and talk to you on the podcast next time. What's up, my friends? It's Stu, and I have big news. After interviewing hundreds of people on their journey in life and experiencing my own journey to a life full of fulfillment and passion, I finally put together a special guide just for you. And it's called 3 Steps to Finding Direction in Under 10 Minutes. And you can go grab it at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. If you're feeling lost and like you're not quite sure what you want to do with your life, this guide will help you figure out exactly what your next step is in just under 10 minutes. You're not alone in this journey, and I'm excited to guide you through this process until you've truly created a life that you love. Go grab the guide at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. I look forward to helping you create your dream life.